yet another new artist to Sounds Irish, a fiddle player called Zoe Conway. And if you listen carefully, you can hear how it's influenced American country music, Irish fiddle playing. Well, it's a long, long story, and one of these days I'm going to do a whole 2 hours on how Irish music influenced American music. I've got some amazing recordings, and I'm also grateful to my good friend and colleague Chip Colcord to some of the wonderful stuff Chip has sent me. Amazing. But there we heard Zoe Conway and her piece entitled The Horse's Tail. Now, here's Frank McCaffrey. I played a version of this song by Margot O'Donnell a couple of weeks ago, and I like the thinking behind this song. It's entitled A Heart That Beats in Ireland. And as I say to you practically on every track on Sounds Irish, listen to the lyrics. Here's Frank McCaffrey.
Some folks think of Ireland as just 40 shades of green, with Blarney Stones and old bog roads, and I'll take you home, Kathleen. And they sing along old Irish songs, and they hear the banshees call, but they're missing part of my land that matters most of all. There's a heart that beats in Ireland, you can hear it everywhere, in the cities and the countryside, you can feel it in the air. In the welcome hand, the parting glass, the smile from young and old, the heart that beats in Ireland is a heart of gold. That heart is always ready to lend a helping hand when famine, flood, or trouble strikes at another land. And there always shines an Irish smile from an Irish boy or girl, and that heart that beats in Ireland beats all around the world. There's a heart that beats in Ireland, you can hear it everywhere, in the cities and countryside, you can feel it in the air. In the welcome hand, the parting glass, the smile from young and old, and the heart that beats in Ireland is the heart of gold. Yes, the heart that beats in Ireland is a heart of gold.
I have a great friend in show business who I've known for quite some time and admired for quite some time. I'm speaking of Brendan Grace. Brendan is singing for us now a song called Fly Me Home. It's a Dublin song, and he's coming back to Ireland, and he's remembering his boyhood. Well, he's remembering growing up in Dublin. And first of all, he remembers his first Holy Communion. And one of the customs when a young man, or girl for that matter, makes their first Holy Communion, they go around and they visit all their relatives who give them money. And at the end of the day, this young man or woman is quite wealthy. The communion money, it's known as. And then he goes on in, grows up a little bit, and he remembers some of the games that he played when he was a youngster, like Box the Fox, or Kicking the Can, or Relievio, and all the things he did as a youngster, kissing in the park, and all that. He remembers all those things from Dublin. Here's my good friend, Brendan Grace. And if, by any chance, Brendan might be listening to this, I want to say a big hello to you, Brendan, because I missed your appearance in Bray last time you were over here, not so long ago. I was away at the time, and I got many of comments from you to me. So if by any chance you are listening, or anyone listening who knows Brendan, just say Joe Bollard said hello, here's Brendan, and fly me home.
Memories coming back to me of Dublin boyhood dreams, the friendly names and places that I know. Now I'm high above the ocean in an emerald-coloured dream, reliving all the days of long ago. So fly me home, sweet wings of morning, fly me home, where my soul will ever be. In my heart I hear you calling, in my mind it's my Dublin town I see. Me first communion money was a pocket full of dreams, in me brand new longer spent just like a man. Then me schoolboy days were over, I was going on 13, when I turned to stealing kisses in the green. And I fished for the silver perch by the locks at Sally's Bridge, where the lazy dappled horses pulled the barge. Played relievio and I boxed the fox, and the darling kicked the can. They made the boy that makes the dream a man. So fly me home, sweet wings of morning, fly me home, where my soul will never be. In my heart I hear you calling, in my mind it's my Dublin town I see. We'll take a walk down Merchant's Quay, say a prayer for those long gone, at the Brazen Head, Black Porter prompts a song. Old melodies and ageless rhymes that echo o'er the swell, in harmony the lonely Angela's bell. The happy sounds of things I knew, unchanging and unchanged, Dublin's past and present in my soul. Simple dreams and gentle times that loving memories span, they made the boy that makes this dream a man. So fly me home, sweet wings of morning, fly me home, where my soul will ever be. In my heart I hear you calling, in my mind it's my Dublin town I see. And fly me home, sweet wings of morning, fly me home, where my soul will ever be. In my heart I hear you calling, in my mind it's my Dublin town I see.
A very young sounding Brendan Grace there, and Fly Me Home, going back to Dublin. And now, the very talented Mary Black.
Thousand.
Many young people today are leaving our country and emigrating to other parts of the world because there's very little work here at home for young people. I've said this regularly on Sounds Irish, a rather sad situation. Now, I've played this particular song, not this particular track, over and over again on Sounds Irish. But recently I came across this Australian version of the song. There's a very famous Australian singer, Slim Dusty, who sang, what was that song? It's a Lonesome Away from the Kindred, A Pub with No Beer. He had a huge hit with A Pub with No Beer. Great Australian artist. And he sings this, a sort of country and Australian and Irish version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. He's singing it as an Australian. Now, I want to point out here, he gets one or two things wrong, including, he says, Shannon Bells. It's Shandon Bells. Totally different. The Shandon Bells are in Cork. And I don't think we have Shannon Bells, but never mind. It doesn't spoil it for me, and I hope it won't spoil it for you. Slim Dusty, the Australian artist, and his interpretation of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shannon Bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork and Adelaide did appear, Aaron's sons would never own, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely fairies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely collies, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag around them if we had old Ireland here. If the Shannon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork and Adelaide appear, Aaron's sons would never own, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here, if we only had old Ireland over here.
I wonder, how many versions of this next track that I played? I think the big popular version was by the Dubliners, I think. But I think this is my favourite version of this song. It's the Irish Rovers and their wonderful interpretation and very musical interpretation of the song The Wild Rover. You know, the one that always guarantees to get people singing the chorus. And it's no, nay, never. No matter what's happening, once you start singing that song at a party, the whole place takes off. But I think they do a very good job on this. The Irish Rovers, the best version of the song I've heard.
Thank you.
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I am returning with gold in great store. And I swear I will play the wild rover no more. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never no more. I went into an alehouse that I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, but she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never no more. Then I took from my pocket a handful of gold, and on the round table it glittered and rolled. Well, the landlady smiled as she served me the best. What I told you before, sure, 'twas only in jest. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never no more. I'll go back to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they forgive me, as oft times before, then I swear I will play the wild bird over no more.
And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never no more. And it's no nay never, no nay never no more will I play the wild rover. No never no more.
Earlier on the program, when I was telling you about the melody Inish Ear and how much I love that tune, here's another such melody that I love. One of these songs that I preferred played as an instrumental rather than sung. I know I played the Clancy Brothers version of it a couple of weeks ago. This is an unusual version. The track is called My Singing Bird, and it's played here for us by Dan Gibson. Dan Gibson provides a lot of lovely background relaxing music. I have quite a few of his albums, but I didn't know that he had recorded this piece, the haunting sound of Dan Gibson and My Singing Bird. But what I want you to do, if at all possible, while listening to this, is to close your eyes and imagine you're sitting beside a river in a sort of a wooded area on a beautiful summer's day, whether it's in Cork, Mayo, Sligo, Wicklow, Donegal, somewhere in Ireland. You can hear the river, you can hear the birds, and you can hear your singing bird. And it's such a wonderful feeling, absolutely gorgeous. Dan Gibson, My Singing Bird.
TGV Productions presents the rich, warm voice of Joe Bollard with his album Songs I Like to Sing, including well-known songs.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
Songs of a religious nature. And including that great Welsh song, Mavanwy. Songs I Like to Sing by Joe Bollard. Available from iTunes and all other good download retail sites. From TGB Productions. Simply the best.
Earlier on, I spoke about K Celtic Woman and their classical version of the Isle of Inishree. There you heard Irish classical music at its best. The Irish Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus and their treatment of The Boys of Wexford. And I know all the boys of Wexford and the girls will have been delighted with that arrangement. I thought it was fantastic. My Brendan O'Dowda track. Now, I had a problem with this because I'm a big fan of Brendan O'Dowda. He's no longer with us. He's gone to God. But he made some wonderful albums. Whoa, what, about the late 50s, early 60s, and even a bit later on. But this one I've chosen because I want to dedicate this to Mary Dynan, who's listening to me over there in Canada. This is for you. The ancestry and all that sort of thing, Mary. Okay, fondest love, good wishes from me to you.
We were sitting on the wall upon a Sunday to watch the girls go by, and thinking we'd be married too, and one day when Kate Flynn caught our eye, oh boy, she was the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy all swear. There's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare, and every man I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Mrs. Fagin, it's the father I'll be plaisin'. I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazin', and the house I mean to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture, and the fat stock feedin' there, and the hens and the chicken chim will go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I well now, though I haven't e'er a cow of cash, I've got my share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop here to buy some sort of thing. I lax her if she has a mind to stop here, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the windows and the outlook on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will there be in it with the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I am a stop all your life in your shop, and not a hair I care. With all your gold he'll never hold a hold upon the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and ask a father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gorra, on tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
Now, Now, I'm sorry to say, but we won't get time to play all of this track. It's our final track. It's from a group called Alton, and a very unusual title, but a beautiful sound they make, Maggie's Pancakes. As I said, apologies for fading that one out, but we might include it in its entirety on next week's programme. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's Sounds Irish. And if you'd like to email me, of course, you know the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. And aircom is spelled EIRCOM.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. No matter what radio station you're listening to me on, and there are quite a number of you now taking this programme, which thrills me, and if you have any connection with Ireland at all and you'd like to hear something about home, well, drop me a line. Of course, you can join me on Facebook, and as I said at the beginning of the programme, also on Twitter, which I'm still trying to get my head round, but I think I'm winning. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, this is Joe Bollard saying take good care of yourselves and of one another. God bless you. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.